Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 22nd of January, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Push Festival is on in full swing in our town, featuring all kinds of exciting and unique performers from all around the world. One piece that's getting some attention is Century Song by UBC-trained opera singer Nima Bickersteth, and we'll talk to her in a few minutes. We'll also talk to Vancouver actor Laurie Triolo about the play with the naughty name that's playing at the Fire Hall this week. You know the one I mean. It's about the person with the hat. I'll say the proper name later. Be warned. We'll also see who's playing at Shindig next week and fill you in on what's going on around town this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So you may have noticed a little change in the intro. I've now referred to our space as the Agora because I checked out the official website of the student nest, and that's what they're calling it. So it's no longer the atrium. It's now the Agora. Get in the game, folks. It's 2016, all right? Okay, we're going to start off with some music. We're going to start a new tradition here on Dave Radio. We're going to go back in time, setting up the... Wayback Machine. We're going to listen to some... every week, I'm going to pick out one tune from the glory days of Vancouver music from the early 80s up until the 90s and see how it travels into the 21st century. We're going to start off with a group that was led by our friend Tony Baloney, and it's the Actionauts and a song called Hash Assassin.
That dream and life, and we've all
There you go, some early Vancouver punk from the Actionauts and Hash Assassin. On the phone right now, we are honored to have with us a one of Canada's premier sopranos, Miss Nima Bickerseth. Did I get it right?
You did.
There you are. Okay, wait a minute. I have to hit the right button. There you are. Nima, are you there?
Hi.
There you go. Okay, it's my fault. So first of all, did I get your name right?
You did.
Okay, thanks. Now, you're going to be in Vancouver in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, to perform a show called Century Song from Volcano Theatre. And this is really quite an ambitious project.
Yeah, you could say that.
I'm just going over the press release from the Push Festival, and there's a lot going on here. You're basically telling the story of the last 100 years in song and movement and literature and inspirations from everything from Virginia Woolf and Alice Walker to John Cage. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit, I guess, first of all, about what the concept is, what exactly we're going to be experiencing.
It's sort of a recital, but instead of just standing at the piano, I decided I wanted to do dance and movement at the same time. And we have songs that start at around 1913 or 1915 and sort of hop along 100 years to now. And so you're kind of following a woman going through time, searching for identity through these songs and art and movement and experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just one woman. We're sort of following a story of women's experience throughout different eras of the last century. Is that kind of what?
Sort of. Yeah. I think of it as one woman because I'm doing it all.
Yeah.
I sort of, one of the inspirations is from Virginia Woolf's Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone's ever read the book or seen the movie, there is a person that, you know, starts at one time and lives basically 400 years without really aging and goes through this sort of identity search until they sort of find themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
I understand. So it's like it's one person's journey through time, kind of.
Yeah. Right. And because she's going through time, like, you know, who you are in the 20s would be completely different from who you might be in the 50s.
Yeah.
Or now.
Yeah. What was the inspiration? What got you started on this path to this show?
it was an experiment. I really wanted to sing and dance. and as a classical singer, we don't really do that. But you know, musical theater does it all the time, and you know, like Beyonce does it all the time. So I was like, why not? Yeah. Let's try this. So I got together with Kate Alton, and we chose together. We chose a few songs that she could put movement on me.
Right. Kate Alton is your choreographer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
okay.
is, and one of the co-creators as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so, I mean, the experiment worked. I was able to sing, and sort of maintain a nice sound, I guess.
Yeah.
While doing a bunch of crazy movements. And then when we had, I think it was three or four songs, Ross Manson, who is artistic director of Volcano Theater, came in, and the two of them just basically saw an Orlando-esque something mm-hmm. before experience before them, because the songs that we chose were wordless, so there was no textual story being told, but more of an emotional one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's now your background is in classical music. You're a trained opera singer. How much dance and movement experience had you had before this?
Well, not much. I've always loved dancing.
Yeah.
So
how was it for you integrating that into your performance?
Well, I mean, we started it about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and every time we have a workshop, Kate is basically training me as a dancer. So she started off doing ballet and like basic dance training with me. I do a lot of Pilates and yoga and just like trying to get my body
yeah.
away from the singer body and closer to the dancer body. And she used the terminology with me and tried to describe like what a dancer's body might do, but in simple terms for me. So I basically trained like a dancer on and off for the past few years. And so hopefully I look graceful when I should.
That's what I want. Confidence.
Well, I'm not watching you. So anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, that's a really interesting thing to pursue. Like what kind of challenge is it to be able to maintain the vocal performance while you're doing the movement? Like you said, you know, we see it all the time in musical theater and in the big concert shows like Beyonce and mm-hmm. Lady Gaga and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm. yeah.
how is the music that you've chosen, how is that affected by, like, is that any different than some of the other things we talked about? Or is there new challenges to that?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess I have sung in a couple of musicals professionally, and I pretend to sing pop music, and so they all take super breath control,
yeah.
and there's, depending on your voice type, you can have a very powerful voice while doing all of that. So I felt like it must be possible, but
yes,
I just need to find out. But what I realized is training is that's why people can do it, because
yeah.
they practiced.
Yeah.
And exactly. That's basically what it comes down to.
Right. So what are some of the musical pieces you've chosen?
I start with Vocalise by Rachmaninoff, mm-hmm. Which is the famous one. And then we move along to Vocalise by Messiaen. And then we rearranged Quartet for the End of Time by Messiaen. He wrote that quartet when he was in a concentration camp with the people who were available, the players that happened to be in the camp with him that were of a high caliber. So we rearranged that. It originally was for cello, violin, clarinet, and piano. So we rearranged it for piano, voice, and electronic sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Cage wrote a piece called A Flower that is on vowels. And then Georges Apergis wrote a set in the 70s, and we're just picking a small portion of it And it's basically got French nonsense words and vowels.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, the show ends with a song by Reza Jacobs, who wrote the piece for me in the present.
Wow, this sounds like a really amazing show. I mean, aside from the music and the movement and stuff, it sounds like you're going to be going through some interesting costume changes, and there's kind of an animated environment around you.
Yes, projections. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a projections basically put me in the space.
Yeah.
In the different rooms and spaces, and then there's sort of fine art that explores what like her sort of psychosis might be at that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's huge. And of course I was thinking of it from Canadian perspective. So each of these women, I see them through the time who a Black Canadian woman might have been in those times.
Well, sounds great.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
But,
can't wait.
Know.
It's yeah. So you're playing at the Venice Cultural Center, now known as the Culch, February 2nd to 6th. And all the information on getting tickets and times and all this stuff, you can get at pushfestival.ca. Nima Bickersteth, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this. And I hope you have a great show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Long. holds that 44. She used to hold our baby. She can't hold him anymore. And grief will make you crazy. Greed will make you cold. Now I can see the hanging tree. Just 8 more miles to go. Swing low, sweet chariot. Devil's right hand leads me down this road.
Would you ride to me, my child?
Carry me home. This morning we were desperate, and now we must be cursed. The gold was our salvation, but the sheriff found me first. Now he's waiting at the crossroads where he knows she's got to go. And I can see her on the hillside, just 2 more miles to go. Swing low, sweet chariot. Devil's right hand.
To redemption beneath the setting sun. I saw my darling waiting with the sheriff's gun. Swirling in the justice, I ain't got no suicide. A bullet shot the sheriff, one sent me down a hill.
Carries heavy, and I'm heading on alone. 4 bullets in my baby's gun, just 1 more mile to go.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
We're going to take a look now and what's going on at Shindig on Tuesday night. We're getting right down to the wire. The semifinals are wrapping up. Who was it that won last time? Scroll down. It was Walgren. They took the semifinal on Tuesday night, so they are going to face off against Psychic Alliance and one more band, who we'll tell you about in a second. The finals are happening on Friday the 5th of February, is that right? Yes, Friday the 5th of February at Pat's Pub at Hastings and Dunleavy. It's a great brew house with their own locally made beer, and
and lots of great bands and all that kind of stuff. Now, if you want to find out who's going to be the third act in the finals, you got to go to the semifinals. And the semifinals are coming up this coming Tuesday, and we're going to take a listen to see who is going to be participating in that right now. So this is the first act. They're called Late Spring, and they are what we refer to as rock noise. So we're going to hear from them. And then once that's done, then we were also going to hear from, I had it right in front of me here. We're also going to hear from Red Circle and Skyote. So check it out.
Talk to your future so cold to see through. I don't know why it isn't obvious. I don't know why you're standing still. But you're standing at the airport hysterical, waiting for a bus or miracle. I don't know why it isn't obvious. I don't know.
And that's Sciote, who is going to be performing at Shindig Semifinals on Tuesday night, along with Red Circle and Late Spring. And once again, that's at Pat's Pub, 403 East Hastings at Dunleavy, Tuesday night. It's only $6. What are you going to do on a Tuesday night? Go have some fun. On the phone right now is Vancouver actor, director, producer, teacher, and all-around great person, Laurie Triolo. Hi, Laurie.
Hi. Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Oh, my goodness. There you are.
How's it going?
It's going fine. You know, I'm here all by myself. I don't always know which buttons to push, but eventually I get there.
I like it.
Yeah.
Learn new things. That's great.
So let's talk about your show. You're doing a show called Motherfucker with the Hat,
mm-hmm.
which is a show about it's about New Yorkers.
It is.
Yeah, and it so is. You got a few New Yorkers to put it on.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the play itself. You know, what's the story? Who's it about?
It does take place in New York City in Hell's Kitchen in Washington Heights. And it's about a bunch of recovering addicts. Sponsor Ralph D takes on Jackie, and Jackie is just fresh out of jail and clean and sober, and he lives with his girlfriend since eighth grade, and she's still a using addict. So the play's really about our struggles, all of our struggles. Everyone in the show is a recovering something.
Yeah, as most of us are,
mm-hmm,
in some way or another. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about, let's start with what was it about this show that attracted you and how you got involved with it. And
Great. Well, Stephen Adley Gierges is the playwright.
Mm-hmm.
He and I had started a theater company together in New York many, many years ago. So I've always been a huge fan of his work, but it was Stephen Lobo who plays the lead role of Jackie, who had done another of Stephen's plays, and he came to me about 2 years ago and said, I really want to do this play, and I want to do it with you, and I want to do it in a hole in the wall someplace, and I know that you produce a lot of independent theater, and I need your help.
Yeah.
And I'd been trying to do the play as well since it was on Broadway and won a bunch of Tonys.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sort of a perfect alignment for the two of us, but then it took about 2 years for the rest of the team to come together, and we had some auditions, and then the Fire Hall came on board.
Which isn't exactly a hole in the wall, but it'll do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it went from being in a little warehouse on the east side to being produced by the amazing Fire Hall. We couldn't we couldn't feel luckier.
Oh yeah, that's quite a score. That's very good. Now, a lot of the people in your cast aren't necessarily known for their stage work. They're more kind of in the film and TV world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, most of the cast are reoccurring or lead characters on series that are shot in Vancouver. Kira, I believe her series was she was on Helix, which I think was shot on the East Coast. But we're all come from the theater.
Yeah.
So myself, I've built two theaters. John Cassini also built a theater in Los Angeles when he lived there. Kira is a theater actor. She was just on stage at the Arts Club. I think the only one who doesn't do as much theater might be Stephen Lobo.
Yeah.
And for him, he just felt like he had just come off a great run of television and he needed a challenge.
Yeah.
He wanted to get back on stage after quite a few years. Francisco Trujillo, also in our cast, beautiful actor who plays Cousin Julio, he's also a fabulous theater actor.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, so we all have our theater chops, but yeah, it's interesting when you're known for television and film and you feel like you're a theater actor. That's been kind of the story of my life.
I know, you gotta, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago with somebody else about that pull between doing what you love to do and doing what pays, you know, and kind of going back and forth between that. But, you know, you set up a nice balance and it seems to work sometimes.
It's true. I think collectively we all said, you know, if you could put your kids through college and do all of those things that you need to do with doing theater, they'd probably all do it. I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
I have no children, so I don't have to only worry about myself.
All right, so you're playing at the Fire Hall. You've only got, like, what, about a week left?
Yeah, we close on January 30th.
Okay. And tickets, I guess, you get at Fire Hall website, which is...
Yep, Fire Hall Arts Center.
Fire Arts Center, right.
Yep, all the tickets are online. Tickets are really selling well. We had a bunch of sold-out previews even last night. You know, we're filling the houses, so I really recommend getting those tickets in advance.
Yeah.
But there is a wonderful pay-what-you-can Wednesday matinee.
Oh, good.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
And that's always a packed house, so it's nice to show up. It's only when you show up at the door... And but you can pay whatever you want.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Good for the rest of the theater crowd.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have a great rest of the run, Laurie. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Thank you. Right. That was great.
Okay.
Great to talk to you, Dave.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
What do a Portland-based psych band and a group of indie rockers from Baltimore have in common? Two of the most lauded albums of 2015. Don't miss Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Lower Dens playing Thursday, January 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors open at 8, the show starts at 9, and this event is 19+. Tickets on sale now at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Class. She's good at
That is, I forget her name now. Owells is the name of the band, anyway. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. Theater in the Raw doing their big spring production of one-act plays. The auditions are happening on the 26th and 27th of January. The shows will be on stage, I think, in May and June. There's a whack of different plays that they are casting for, so a whole bunch of various opportunities for actors to get involved with that. Theater in the Raw is you can contact them at 604-708-5477 or email theaterintheraw@telus.net to arrange for an audition. Peninsula Productions is doing Dancing at Lugnasa by Brian Friel, and it's a staged reading directed by our friend Tamara McCarthy, and it's going to be happening in March in White Rock. They've got half their cast done, but they're still looking for three men who would be involved in this. It's just a one-week commitment. There'll be a week of rehearsal and then the performance itself on Saturday, March the 12th. And so you're looking for three men, one around 53, the other two in their 30s. The 53-year-old and the 30-year-old are someone's waving at me through the window while I'm trying to talk. they're looking for three men who are can do this play, and two can do Irish accents, and one is doing an English accent. We've got the Leaping Thespians have a show called Belonging Beloved by Karen White, and this is a premiere of a comedy about spring and the life of a honeybee colony, and that is going to be happening in April at Studio 1398 Granville Island, and you can contact them at leapingthespians@hotmail.com. Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, Break a Leg by Perry Elric, and they are some great folks are involved with this. A couple of friends of the show, Anna Kuman and Andy Cohen, are choreographing with a couple of other people. Bill Sample is co-musical directing with Wendy Stewart. The production is going on in July and August. There'll be two groups. And this is theater for young people ages 9 to 19 who love to sing and dance and act and that kind of stuff. So if you want to get involved, deadline for application is April 1st. So you got plenty of time to get your stuff together and figure out what you want to, how you want to be involved. But they do the rehearsals in July and then performance at the end of July, and then the next group does theirs in August. So contact Perry or anyone at Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance. And I don't have the information there, but it's all on the Vancouver Public Library website. White Rock Players Club doing Private Lives by Noel Coward. And that's happening in April. They're looking for two men and three women. You do need to have your British accent in form, but they will provide a coach to help you out with that. And the auditions are on Sunday at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. The Reinvention team is doing a thing called Reinvention of Disco, and that is happening in the spring and summer, and the auditions are January 30th. Dancers and singers, especially female singers with high vocal range and great showmanship, can sing challenging Donna Summer songs. All types of dancers from different backgrounds, jazz, ballet, hip-hop, and stuff like that. reinventionofdisco@gmail.com. The Young People's Opera Society of BC is doing Robinson Crusoe by Jacques Offenbach, and that is opera in concert. So it's lightly costumed. You don't have to do any prancing around. Just stand on stage and sing. And that's at the Newton Cultural Center in Surrey. The auditions are on Sunday. West Side Story and Beauty and the Beast are the two shows they're doing for Theater Under the Stars this summer. The productions are in July and August. The auditions are in February at Malkin Bowl. And they're requiring a whole bunch of various actors and singers and dancers for that. Oh, we got a whole bunch here. Theater Hera, Nomad Theater Project, American Refugee, production in July with auditions coming up. Well, you have to schedule for an audition, so they've got an email address there for you. At Theater West Van, they're doing Faulty Towers, directed by Tom Cavadias. The production is happening in April, and the auditions are coming up for that at the K. Meeks Center. Sidekick Players in Tawasin doing God of Carnage by Yasmina Reza. And they have got scripts available at the Vancouver Library for your perusal on that. More and more here. Masterclass by Terrence McNally, Opera Mariposa. Their auditions are happening. Well, the production is happening in February. They're still looking for a piano player for that. And then we'll just sort of scroll through here. Vagabond Players doing Tea and Sympathy in April. Emerald Pig doing Life Without Instruction in April and May. And that's their Fraser Valley Zone Festival entry. And the Caravan Stage Company doing Nomadic Tempest. Auditions are in the end of the month, January 28th and 29th. And the performance will be happening in April and May. If you want details on these and any audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have anything you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And I just realized the person that was waving at me through the window had an audition notice as well. So I'm going to play a quick song, and I'm going to come back with that and then finish off with our concert listings for the weekend.
Conceptions are to blame, man. In the subtle state, every word you speak is pain. Oh, but you build me up, you build me up with promises of love. And you hold me back, you know you hold me back with things you're dreaming of.
All right, so I got that person that was waving at me through the window. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for letting me come in.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Savon Spector.
Oh, hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm a UBC student.
There we go. Got a mic that works now.
Cool.
Okay. All right, so, you're a UBC student, yeah. And what have you got there?
Yeah, so I'm working with a theater company called Bus Stop Theater, and we're putting on a production of Waiting for Godot.
Right.
It's going to be in March,
yeah.
And the auditions are going to be next Monday, January 25th, and next Wednesday, January 27th. So we are giving a huge shout-out to actors, to anyone who's interested, anyone who's enthusiastic.
So it's wide open to anyone that wants to be involved?
Anyone who wants to be involved.
Okay, and where will the auditions be?
The auditions are going to be at UBC in the old sub in room 206.
All right.
And if you want an audition, please send an email to busstoptheater@gmail.com.
Right.
But the theater is spelled incorrectly. It's spelled T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Ah, okay. All right.
Not R-E.
Right.
Because the other Gmail was taken.
I know. I love domain names and addresses and stuff like that. You got to be creative with that. Okay. And then when did you say the production is happening?
The productions are going to be happening in late March.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Fantastic. So, and I'll post a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page.
Oh,
too,
great. So thank you so much. Yeah. So
you're
check
welcome.
It out. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
infidelity. Hurt and pain can make it man cruel and insane. She took on a man, I killed him dead.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout out this week goes to my nephew Alex, who turns 25 today. I just saved $5 on a card. And to Vancouver actor and CITR alum Paula Spurr, who took the Best Actress Prize at the Macabre Fair Film Festival on Long Island in New York for her role in Michael P. Vidler's short film Mine. Way to go, Paula. We got Thunderbird Sports for you this weekend. Men's hockey versus Saskatchewan tonight at 7 on the web. And men's and women's basketball tomorrow on the radio. UBC versus Regina. Women at 5, men at 7. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at Dave Radio Facebook, Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And Beppe is back at 3:30 today hosting Nardwar as the human serviette gets ready for his heart surgery. Best of luck, pal. As for me, well, my pressure is a little high, and I could stand to drop a few pounds, but hopefully Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You've come out to CITR's Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in the finals on February 5th. The third semi is happening on Tuesday, January 26th, featuring the winners from nights 2, 7, and 8. Atlanteans, Late Spring, and Red Circle. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings at 8 for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night. Cover is $6 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks.